Hi, so it's Lorraine here from Connected Kids, and we're going to do a seaside meditation. I'm going to ask you to just get into a comfortable position. Make sure that your body is completely supported, whether you're seated or lying down. And I want you to, if you can, close your eyes. If that's uncomfortable for you, just let your eyes be partially open, but a nice, soft, relaxed eyes, nice, soft gaze. And you're just going to pay attention to your breath for a few moments. What I mean by that is you just take your attention to the air going in and out of your body, whether that's at the tip of your nose or at your mouth. And see if you can really let go on the out-breath. Let all the stress that you might be feeling just disappear with the out-breath, again and again. And just notice perhaps how your body is touching the floor or whatever it's supported. Just noticing that sense of touch, being really curious about whether you're fully allowing yourself to relax and let go or whether you're holding on. And whatever the situation, whatever's happening right now, just come back to your breath. And pay attention to a few more breaths. And as you're noticing your breath, I want you to imagine that your breath is starting to develop the rhythm of waves on the sea. So how waves come towards the beach and they land on the beach and move towards you. And then as the water moves back towards the sea, there's that letting go, that pulling sensation of the sea. So imagine your breath kind of starts to match that pushing and pulling of the waves, the arriving and the leaving of the waves, just as it would if you were standing by the sea. So each in-breath you feel that energy of the sea, the power of the sea, the depth of the sea. And with each out-breath you're just letting go of what you really don't need right now, back towards the sea. Any feelings or emotions or thoughts or tension in your body, it's like the sea is drawing it out of you, taking it with your out-breath. I want you to imagine that as you are noticing this push and pull of the sea with your breath, you start to notice that your feet are resting on the sand. And it's a warm sand, soft, white sand. And although it's soft, it's really supportive. You can almost feel it tickling between your toes. It might feel quite warm or cool. Just be curious and see how the sand is for you at the moment. Not letting your mind run away with things, just remembering the push and pull of the sea with each breath. The surge of power that comes with the in-breath and the letting go what you don't need back to the sea with the out-breath. And although there's a blue sky, there's a few clouds, so it's been a little bit cool. You felt the breeze tickling your skin. But now the sun starts to come out from behind the cloud. And that wonderful sensation of when your skin starts to warm up, like it's grateful for that warmth of the rays of the sun landing on your skin and on your body. It's as if you're absorbing that heat, that warmth. Just enjoying it. Feeling it, sensing it. still aware of the movement of the waves of the sea towards you and away from you, connecting to that through each breath. Perhaps you allow yourself just to smile for a moment, and I mean physically smile in this moment, and feel perhaps the gratitude you have for this beautiful place that you're standing. The sun has come out to shine down on you. There is this lovely connection to the sea and the openness in the space. And now you start to notice sounds. Start to notice the sound of perhaps seagulls and other birds. Or maybe it's simply just the waves of the sea. The sound of them moving towards you and back towards the sea. Maybe you hear the sound of voices in the distance, children giggling and laughing, playing. A dog barking. And you notice that there are some children and they have a ball and they're throwing it into the sea for their dog. And as the dog waits for the ball to be thrown, its tail wags in anticipation of something exciting, fun, and happiness. And as they throw the ball into the water, the dog leaps into the water without a care, just swimming towards that ball. And the children giggling and laughing, squealing in delight that their wonderful dog is retrieving that ball. Effortlessly swimming into the sea and back to them with this bright red ball. You notice how you feel when you imagine, you think about these children playing with their dog, throwing that ball. As you look around this beach, you can see that the sand seems to glisten, and you realise that there are shells, different coloured shells on the beach. You start to move towards the shells and you notice that your feet leave small imprints in the sand. Not only is there beautiful shells, there's also coloured glass, the glass that's been tumbled and smoothed by the sea. Different shades of coloured glass. You notice one particular colour of glass that's really important to you. You notice many different pieces of this coloured glass. It's really smooth at the edges, it's been tumbled and formed by the sea, washed up onto the shore. You imagine now that there is a blanket that you can lie down on, taking these pieces of coloured glass and just placing them anywhere you want to on your body, the parts that are tired or sore or stressed or anxious, and just lying back, feeling the cool breeze and the warm sun, this lovely concoction of sensations. The different elements of warmth and wind. You feel the support of the sand underneath every part of your body. The sand just seems to shift and make way for all the different parts of your body, to the contours of your body, so that you're perfectly fitted into the sand, supported on every level. And these little pieces of coloured glass that you've collected, placed on your body, As you close your eyes, feel the warmth of the sun, you realize that each of these pieces of tumbled glass holds the energy of the sea. And you're just really curious about that, this incredible strength and depth of the sea. This wonderful cleansing quality of the sea. And you imagine that the colours of this tumbled glass just are absorbed into all these different parts of your body, what your body needs most in this moment is the colour and the strength of the sea. I'm going to let you relax now for a few minutes just to enjoy the experience of being supported by the sand and the sea. Just a moment of deep, deep support and relaxation. So now it's time to rise up rise up from the sand, collecting all the little bits of coloured glass that were resting on your body. And as you gather them into your hands, you know that they have worked hard. They've helped you let go of lots of worries, lots of thoughts, lots of feelings that you don't know what to do with right now. And as you stand at the edge where the water comes into the sand, this beautiful frothy tide of the sea, you realise that you want to release all these little bits of coloured glass back into the sea. So taking a nice long deep breath, and as you breathe out, you throw them as far as you can into the sea. And it's like you feel the surge of the sea just pulling these tumbled pieces of coloured glass back into the sea, taking your energy back into the sea. This beautiful sea that connects into every part of our planet will tumble these little bits of glass again, cleansing and clearing them until they're ready to appear on the beach next time to support and hopefully help anyone who collects them. And just being curious now about that rhythm of your breath moving in and out, how it moves with the movement of the waves in your mind. And how you remember the support, the warm sand underneath your feet, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, and letting your eyes open gently to the beautiful sea and sky and your imagination. And knowing that wherever you are and whoever you're with, although you can see things around you that are different to where you've been, in your imagination, the power and the energy of the sea and the sky are always available to you when you just think about them and imagine it for a few breaths. Namaste.